During the last hours of his life on earth, Jesus taught his disciples to help them better understand the reality and spiritual significance of the bonds that united them to himself and to each other. Jesus, as he often did, illustrated his teaching by using a figure of speech that was both simple and understandable. He portrayed the believer's relationship to himself by using the image of a vine, Christ being the plant and believers the branches. "I am the true vine," he said, "and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful." In the Old Testament, the vine was one of the emblems of Israel, of which God was the owner. Jesus takes up this image in speaking of the church. Christ is the true vine stock, of which all believers are the shoots, as closely joined to their head as the branches are to the plant that bears them. "I am the vine, you are the branches," he said. "If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. For without me, you can do nothing." The union of Christ with believers is as needful to the church as that of the vine shoots with the plant, from which they draw life, nourishment, and an abundance of fruit. "The gardener," said Jesus, "trims his vine. So God prunes the branches to make them bear much fruit." Spiritual fruit is produced in the heart of the believer by the purifying life of Christ imparted by the Holy Spirit. "You have been made clean," he said to his disciples, "by the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you." The Lord also gave a severe warning to his followers. "If anyone does not remain in me," he said, "he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are thrown into the fire and burnt." Then Jesus drew some conclusions from the spiritual truth he had just illustrated. Being united to the Lord would show that his followers really were his disciples. They would be loved by the Father and filled with joy. "I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you," he said, "and that your joy may be complete. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Remain in my love." This love must produce obedience to his will and affection for others. "Love each other as I have loved you," he said. "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I no longer call you servants. I call you friends, if you do what I command. You did not choose me, but I chose you, to go and bear much fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." The Lord, however, warned his disciples that life would be hard, because they would be hated by the world and persecuted. "If the world hates you," he said, "keep in mind that it hated me first. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. You do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." Then Jesus again spoke about the Holy Spirit. "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will testify about me and will give me glory. In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me." Bewildered, the disciples could not understand these words. "What does he mean?" they said to each other, but they dared not question him. So Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn, but your grief will turn to joy. I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. The time is coming, and has come, when you will be scattered, and you will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Next episode, the Lord's Great High Priestly Prayer.